Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to session 11. Milena, would you like to say hi?
Hello, everyone. Happy you all are here. Okay. Shall we get started? Could everybody put themselves on mute? All right. So everyone take a breath. And let's be aware of ourselves sitting in this beautiful, miraculous light temple. And be aware of yourself sitting in our section. Surrounded by our physical and non-physical community. Set your frequencies at least 130%. And let's set our intention for today's session. So first, breathe in light and exhale love. Breathe in love and exhale support. Breathe in love and exhale appreciation. Let's extend that love and support to each and every one of our physical members. Take one more breath and breathe in love, support, and appreciation for yourself. And with that, here's Joan.
Okay. I would like to start us off with Kutumi's prayer today. I think it's very apropos. So take a deep breath and let us begin. I am light. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought or feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, light, light. Flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. I am a creator of light, created in the image and similitude of my source. I am a creator of light. I am a creator of form within form. Okay, I know that you all are feeling a void here because John has left the physical realm and transcended into a different state of being, which I am very grateful for. The suffering was great this past year. And a few weeks before he made his transition, we discussed how the body was breaking down, and he said he was well aware of it. But he was still determined that he would not leave until this series was complete. But that was not to be. So about a week before he made his transition, the council asked me to deliver a message to him. It was more like 10 days. I don't know. I've lost track of time, as you can well imagine. So, and the message was, there was a portal open that if he decided to make his transition somewhere around the 8-8 portal, that the angels, the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, would usher him home in one fell swoop. And when I delivered that message, he said to me, in style, "Well, that's disappointing." And I looked at him, I said, "Do you want to talk about that?" And he said, "No." He said, "I really thought I could beat this, but obviously not." And that's all he said. And within a few days, it was very obvious that I could not handle this by myself. So I engaged hospice, and things just spiraled after that. He actually, within a week, he was gone. In the last 4 days, he was not in his body. Even the nurse that came every day said, "He's not here. The body just hasn't died." And I knew that. He was totally non-communicative. And so it was a blessing. He will be missed. There's so much that we were a part of each other. So it's going to take time, and time for all of us to accommodate to his presence at a different level. And I know that will come in time. So if there's anything anybody, Melania, I know you want to add your piece here, and then we'll, I don't know if anybody wants to make any comments, or we should just move on. I don't want this in any way to overshadow what will be discussed today or what has to come in the next months of our time is so important. So, Melania, I'm going to just kind of turn it over to you.
Okay. I think most of us have experienced enough life that we're aware when we suffer great loss, somewhere in that loss, there is a gift to be found. And John definitely gave us a gift. So a couple of weeks before he left, the council showed me that John's eighth dimensional field of light was descending for him, and it stayed above him during those last couple of weeks. And as his transition got closer, it dropped. It never came over him. It stayed above him. And then when he did transition, that eighth dimensional field of light became a portal. It's an ascension portal. So John's gift to us, that he opened the pathway for all of us to follow when it is our turn. And for that, we'll be forever grateful. So I woke up really early this morning. I'm here in Arkansas with Joan. And I woke up really early this morning and I was thinking about what I would want to say today. And about 6 o'clock this morning, John popped in and says, "Hey." And I said, "Hey." And he said, "Please let the group know my physical presence is gone, but I am not." And then he had in his hand this beautiful green glowing light. Well, John's primary color is green. And then he showed me this beautiful green light raising up to the ceiling of our light temple. And then when it was in place, it became this brilliant, beautiful, emerald kind of green starburst. And it's shimmering and it's interwoven with gold. He says, "This is my new place in our temple." He says, "And anytime the group gathers, I will be here and I will remain until we complete the series." So there we go. So thank you, John.
Thank you, Melina. On the Saturday evening after John's passing, I was in the sleep state, but I was awake in the sleep state. Very different from a lucid dream, but I was in the crucible. And the archangels brought John, escorted him is a better word, into the crucible. And he was delighted. You know, it was, he was just delighted to be in our crucible. And it just sort of came to me that it wasn't a regular occurrence, you know, that would happen. But yet, in his heart, you know, he wanted that connection. And so I don't really have more to share of that. It was really more of a feeling state. But it was lovely, you know, that he was happy that he was in familiar environment where he'd connect with us. So what you're saying makes total sense to me, Melina. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite special. Thank you.
Thank you, Melina. I would also like to add that I feel John's presence here with us today. He's always with us every time we get together in one of our sessions or in the, you know, whatever we do, he's always going to be there. And, I'm just so grateful that you shared with us when you said that beautiful green light was his primary color and that it went to the top of the temple. It just brought tears to my eyes because it's so fitting for John to be there and watching over all of us every time we're in the temple. So thank you for that.
He also said that he knew he had things he had to take care of, his spirit, his soul had to take care of on the other side. So he wouldn't necessarily be communicating right away, but that time would come.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, his green essence is with us anytime we're in this temple.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
And he was completely John. You know, and he was, he says, and he wanted me to tell Joan, which I did this morning. He says, "Tell Joan, this is great." You know, he said, "I don't know why I resisted so long." And so he's in a really good place.
Yeah, I too feel that he's the trailblazer for all of us.
Yes. Well, that opening through that, and that was another gift of that eighth dimensional personal light field that, you know, we had no idea that would be our ascension portal. And he opened that pathway for us to follow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So what a gift.
Yeah.
Hey, if no one else, would you like to move on, Joan?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay. All right.